RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, real quick. Here's why I haven't made up my mind. Now, if you're asking me, do I think he will be here? As I said to Mike, and we're talking about Raheem Morris, my initial thought was, I just feel like there's so many things, and you've listed a ton of them,
right,
that are hard to overcome, that are hard to explain when you start talking about why the season went south. So if you just said, where are you there and why do you think he, I am with most people. I think I say most people, but we know he's got a lot of support. And we said that to him the other day, that a lot of people say, man, you got to give him another year. It is what it is. But the reason why I'm not quite sure is because I don't know how Arthur Blank cares or how he values these last two games. It's the question you just asked Brian McFadden. Does it play a role in the overall decision? And for someone like Mike or maybe yourself, it doesn't, because, again, you've seen enough of the season already. 2 more weeks is not going to matter to you.
Right.
But does it matter to our owner? And that is why here's my deal. Guys, if we lay an egg on Monday night, I'm leaning way over here that this is not going to be the thing that takes place, which is he's not going to be here. We lose to the Saints, and you lose 2 in a row, and, Mike, it doesn't feel and look good. Does that change the owner's opinion? Because I do think it is how you finish. Now, if you win 2 more games and you finish 4 wins in a row and you say, hey, look at the progress we've made, again, is that a huge selling point? It may or may not be, but that is why I'm right now. I really want to see how we play against the Rams, because if we get our butts kicked, then it's an easy decision, because you go in a big moment again in this season where you had time to prepare, where you were ready, you know the opponent probably better than most, and you didn't show up. I have an issue with that.
Right. And like my point has been, don't forget what happened in October. Don't forget what happened that third week, you know, in September when Carolina just whooped you. You know, and the things about, like, you know, Zach Robinson, we debated with Dave Archer comes on, and he says, look, you know, he's dialing up the right place. These guys aren't executing. And I counter with, we're one of the worst teams in the NFL on third down conversions. You know, and our conversion rates, we had one stretch where we were literally like something like 20% for like 3 weeks. Right now, we're still 23rd. We're at 33%, 60 of 180 on our third downs, which is abysmal.
It's bad.
You know, and so that's something I would look at. The special teams I would look at. You know, the defense is great. I mean, we're getting better and better, but still, I don't give Ulbrich a pass. I think sometimes, you know, he does things which drive me crazy, Carl. We'll get a tremendous amount of heat, and then it'll be a crucial third down, and we only run 3 guys up there, and we drop everybody back in coverage. So there's a lot of things. There's a lot of it. But is this what this consulting firm is looking at? Are they looking at every aspect of it week to week? Because we were told they are. It's not just, you know, now it's the entire season, how the operation is run. And if I was doing that from the outside, I'd say there's too many red flags to bring back the head coach.
One of the other things that we've been terrible at is kickoff coverage. We've given up more yards than two other teams, and they're bad. They're worse, right? We're talking about first overall draft pick kind of situations. That has been an issue all year. So the return yardage, when you talk about special teams, has been a problem, and they haven't been able to fix it. Either way, all of this is going to get resolved, and I keep saying that. But I do want to see what they do against the Rams. And that's why I've been saying, and Mike, I know you are less apprehensive to say it feels like this is a moment where he can prove something, because he should have proved it already. I still feel like this is a, and it's not a make or break. Because again, if you win, in the big picture of things, it doesn't mean anything because we're not going to the playoffs. But it does mean that your team was ready, prepared, and these guys have not given up, Mike. They're showing the effort and the will to do what you're asking them to do. I just want to see that. I want to see what team shows up. And we've seen it time and time again, and Mike mentioned it. I still don't have an answer to what happened in week 3 when we lose 30 to nothing to Carolina. I still don't have an answer for these 5 games in a row where there are only probably 2 teams you should have lost to during that 5-game stretch, and we couldn't score, you know, more than 20, 23, or 24 points
right
in every game. 10, 10, 22. You know, it was just a bad stretch. I don't have all those answers, but I do think the ownership is looking at that, and they will evaluate accordingly.
I know that as a fan, you know, there's a lot of fans out there. We talked about it with Raheem Morris. Like, we have great conversations with the guy. He's always been forthcoming with us. But, I mean, when you don't address the special teams, and again, how one team operates may mean something to you, maybe it means nothing to you. You only care about the Falcons. But I just thought it was kind of telling last week when the Rams lose to Seattle, they fire a special teams coach Christmas week. You know, you want to talk about cold-hearted, right? I mean, they weren't getting the results. Obviously, they had some trends that were not going the right way in their special teams, but they acted. You know, that's Sean McVay, Les Snead's the general manager. They took action. And we've continued to just kind of go, well, we'll look at the tape. We'll try to fix it. And it cost us a lot of games, you know? It even cropped up in the win against Arizona with a blocked extra point. So it's never really been fixed in my mind.
What did our former coach Mike Smith say about this situation, Mike? Because I know you you said he talked to our buddy D-Led. D-Led Orlando Ledbetter. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, did he say the Falcons should keep Morris?
Well, I think there'll be a deep dive into all 17 games.
Again, see, whenever I can do a really good impression on a guy day-to-day, they get fired. It just never fails. Mr. Blank doesn't say a lot publicly, but he is involved when it comes to talking to coaches and players. He's got a very good grasp of what's happening. He did go on to say, and this is a Dirty Bird dispatch that D-Led put together in the AJC, Smith thinks it's hard in just 2 years, you know, to get the evaluation of what you got.
Is it though?
No, I don't. I think that's a coach. It's coming from a coach.
Okay.
He says, I think there are some things that do give me concern. Number of penalties and turnovers they commit in big moments. You don't win games by making these mistakes. he also said that.
Is that Colonel Caffey or is that Mike Smith?
I run my unit how I run my unit. You think you can come down here in those uniforms, flash a badge, and make me nervous? Sorry, it morphed. Let's get back. Mike's more Liberace, right. Softer tone. Sorry. Okay. He goes that he does feel that it's difficult. He says, I believe that 2 years is not enough time to make a final decision.
Come on, Smitty.
But I would disagree. Mike Smith took the Falcons to the playoffs in his first year.
I know. I'm like, yeah. Well, Smitty, what are you talking about?
And twice in his first 3 years.
Well, he had a rookie quarterback, too.
Right.
In that first year. I mean, here's the deal. You're right, Mike. I think he's being very kind and nice about this because of Raw. And he's saying, hey, you probably should give the guy another year. But I disagree. We learned a lot about this team in year one. We just refused to remember what we learned.
Right.
We learned a lot of what we learned. They can win. They're capable. The O-line was one of the considered to be one of the best O-lines last year. All right. When Caleb McGarry was there and we're running the ball and B is having a great year and all this. And we're talking about Tyler Allgeier. Like, we learned some things. These guys showed up in big moments. And then you're 6-3 and you're telling me I need another year or to add a year 3 on to really realize what I have. Mm-hmm. No. What we think we have. Let's be honest, Atlanta. We have some very talented players who have not been coached to the best of their ability and not given an opportunity to succeed, whether it's formations, Mike,
right,
whether it's special teams, however you want to put it, putting them on the field and allowing them to be able to put them in a position to succeed. That is what we've learned. Very talented group, not living up to expectations because of that limitation.
Right. It's one thing Smitty brought up talking to D-Led for 3-5 in those one-score games, in one-possession games.
Can't do it.
I even add that 49ers game. You know, that would be 3-6. I know it was a 10-point victory, but that game was totally in hand, and we just let it off the hook. But 3-5 in those close games, penalties, mistakes. You know, flip. How many times we saw it against the Patriots? We saw it against the Colts in Berlin. Special teams flipping the field.
That's right.
And next thing you know, boom, they're right there in the – you've let them go right down the field on you. So, you know, there's too many aspects that weren't addressed which came back to bite you. That's my opinion.
Right.
That's why I'd move on.
And by the way, you can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Maybe you're on the fence. Maybe you think these last two games do mean something. Maybe you think they don't at all. Here's what I would tell you. We're going to learn more about our defense. This is why I want to wait. Maybe I'll make this decision for me, Mike, after the Rams game.
Okay.
Rams have the number one ranked offense in the league. A lot of people think they have the MVP in Matthew Stafford. with over 4,100 yards and 40 touchdowns, five picks. His passer rating's off the charts. I think it's like 115. Let's see what this defense does, Mike, against the number one ranked offense in the league. We feel pretty good about where we're at. Do we get after Stafford like we've gotten after some of these other quarterbacks? Right. Or does he come in here and pick us apart?
Right, and their secondary guy, I mean, you saw it. They couldn't stop Seattle to save anybody. So, ooh. I mean, if you can protect Kirk Cousins, if you keep Jared Verse and Fisk and those guys away from him, I mean, we may see, if Drake, and again, Drake's probably still not 100%, but he's going to go. This is a game where, again, Drake and Pitts in tandem, because I don't count on anything from Mooney at this stage. It'd be nice if he shows up for more than one or two targets. But, I mean, yeah, we should have a chance to really pressure them. And they got to respect our run game. Gets us back to the play action. Under center.
Yeah.
See, that's, I would love to know what this consulting firm thinks about the job Zach Robinson did. Am I completely wrong about this? You know, I talked about the third downs. I talked about the lack of a connection with Michael Penix Jr. A lot of things not passing the eye test. You know, and look, do they look at it and say, he's dialed up great stuff? They don't execute it. You know, is that how they – so are we going to run it back with the same staff? That's, maybe we split the baby and there's a bunch of changes, but Raheem stays.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of people are leaning. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year, because, Mike, it allows him, as Smitty said, to get that extra year, but it also – it you please the fan base by having changes made. Maybe not the one you want. That's what I said to you guys a few days ago. May not be the change you want, but that appeases the fan base by saying we have made changes. We have done something that you guys didn't think that we might do. Daily Download is brought to you by Akins Ford. Guys, check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. We got a lot more to dive into. NFL action, not today, but tomorrow. And then we get into the weekend. Mike and I will review the games on Christmas. I do agree with BMAC. They were competitive.
Right.
They just weren't exciting and entertaining as they could have been. I mean, you're right. It's a quarterback league. I say it all the time. And the quarterback situation for a couple of those games is weak sauce, Mike. And the Minnesota Vikings, I still don't know how the Vikings won. How do you win?
Right.
When you pass for his, what was it, -7?
Right. Max Brosmer, who they were familiar with from his time with Minnesota Golden Gophers, don't you know? I mean, he looks like an arena quarterback. Yeah, that 9 of 16, 51 yards, net 3 when you take the sacks out of the equation.
It's unbelievable.
Just insane. Jordan Addison, I mean, they you know, that's the thing with the coach. They said, let's get our playmakers the ball. They basically get a sweep to Addison, you know, and he carries it 65 yards, you know, and then has an amazing dive over the pylon for the touchdown.
The other thing Big O's pointing out, he said, guys, did you realize, and I did not.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming into this game last night or yesterday, Detroit had 8 turnovers.
Yep.
They had 6 yesterday.
Did you see, I said it, I tweeted out, I said, it's like Jared Goff, somebody's got a voodoo doll.
You did
of
say
Jared
that.
Goff somehow. Because he's never looked this bad. He never looked this bad when he was a rookie for the Rams.
Was it you? Somebody asked if he was all right. He's not hurt, right?
No, but he just absolutely looked terrible.
Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster.
It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.